Well, it is another Monday afternoon, and it's time for us, as promised, to get into our Pearls of Wisdom for today with Dr. Pearl Coupe. Dr. Pearl, a very good afternoon to you.
A very good afternoon to you, Z. And also to all to our listeners out there. I hope you guys are all doing well, had an amazing weekend, and are looking forward to commanding the gates of this week.
Yes, indeed we are. Dr. Pearl, so we had a great conversation about encounters last week.
Yes,
and absolutely. Today's part two.
Yes, today's part two, we were talking about encounters and, of course, the born-again experience, you know, for all of us. For you to be born again, you must have had an encounter with Christ. And last time we talked about the importance of encounters and, you know, how it changes our lives, all of that. And this time we're just going to be talking, just taking that conversation a little bit higher. Because, you know, every one of us have had a personal encounter. And in the last time I shared my own experience, you know, regarding my own encounter. And the thing about having an encounter, born again experience and encounter, is that that's what's going to sustain you. You know, Z, for the rest of your life, you know, that's what's going to prevent us from backsliding, all those things. It is to the degree of your encounter. So we have to make sure, like we discussed last week, that it's an authentic encounter, that you're not, you know, just coming in with an agenda, a wrong agenda, but you've truly encountered Christ, because it's that your encounter is what's going to determine a lot of things, your sustainability, you know, the fact that Paul was able to go through so many things, all those whips and all sorts, is because he had an encounter. So that's what we spoke about last week. This week, I want to talk about, you know, the aspect of encounter. We're not supposed to keep our encounters quiet or silent.
Sure.
And that's one of the issues I have with believers, is that we don't talk about our encounters. Because, you know, you may be out there and you may be saying, well, Namina, I'm not an apostle, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a teacher, evangelist, you know, whatever. You may not be called to the fivefold ministry, but all of us are called to be vessels, to be ministers of the gospel. You may not bear the title of an evangelist, but all of us are supposed to win souls. All of us, you may not identify as a chief intercessor or something. All of us are supposed to pray. All of us are supposed to worship, even if you're not the worship leader. So there's a level at which all of us must now speak. And the best way to share your faith is to speak of your encounter. Don't say, no, I'm not, you know, equipped because I can't stand behind a pulpit. I don't know Hebrew and I don't know Greek and, you know, I can't break down the scriptures. No, it's not about the Hebrew or the Greek revelation. All you need to do is to share your encounter and your experience. You know, I remember, you know, and last week I testified a little bit about my own personal experience and encounter, and coming out of party girl kind of lifestyle, you know, well-known party girl, and the whole kind of town and city knew that this is a girl who loves parties, loves to drink her alcohol. Just the testimony of my encounter. I remember, you know, I had an adopted foster sister, and when she heard, you know, that I got born again and heard about my encounter, she came to me and she came to verify the truth of it. To say, is it true? Is it true? You got saved. You're born again. You love Jesus. I said, yes. And then I still remember, this is 43 years ago. Her words to me was that, you know, she said it in Setswana. She said, yo, nyaruri mudimoteng. You know, for non-Tswana speakers, which means that, oh, that means there really must be a God. So what does that mean? That means just hearing. I hadn't even shared about my encounter. Just hearing about my encounter was enough to convict her that truly there is a God. What more, Z, if we begin as believers to share about our encounter, our experience? So many, many people would be led. But for some reason, as believers living in this season, I find that it seems like we're almost ashamed to share our encounters, ashamed, or sometimes it's intimidated or scared. you know, this whole thing on attack of on our religion. And we forget that we have a Section 15 based, constitutionally based and entrenched right of freedom of religion. So now we are trying to be so politically and diplomatically correct that we forget that we have a right to believe in the faith that we believe in and to express that faith. You know, just like other faiths express their faith. They close their businesses at certain hours. They don't do it apologetically. You know, they demand that their foods be eaten in a certain way and even make us eat foods that way. They're not apologetic about it. So we mustn't be apologetic around our encounter. We must definitely, absolutely share our encounter and our experience. So that's the one thing I wanted to say about encounters. Encounters are not there for you just to enjoy with your maguinyan chips. Yeah, you knew I had to throw that in. Yeah, you know, maguinyan chips. You remember? God didn't save us just to eat maguinyan chips and watch reality shows. So the encounter is not that just there for you to savor with your burvos and whatever it is you're eating, chisanyama, whatever. No, the encounter is there to sustain you so that you will know that God is real, but also to share, to use, to witness. Remember, Acts 1:8 says, I've given you power to witness. So many people say, well, I don't know how to share. I don't know how to witness. I don't know. Start with your encounter. How did you experience Christ? How did you meet him? Describe the encounter. Describe how you felt. Describe how it's changed your life. You know, all of that. So share. Encounters are there so that you share. And let's talk about the woman at the well. I mean, listen. Listen. This is a woman who had an encounter. And immediately she had that encounter with Jesus. One encounter. It wasn't multiple encounters. This is not somebody who went to the renowned international school, Bible International Training Institute of Ministry that is accredited with, you know, with so-and-so. No, she didn't go to any accredited Bible school. She you know, she didn't study for years and years and years. She met Yeshua once, one time. I mean, we could call, if we had to give her a hashtag name, it would be One Time Woman at the Well. Hashtag one time. One time was enough. Yeah. One time was all she needed to meet Jesus one time. And all of us have met him. Your born again experience is a one time experience. We're all hashtag one time. Just share that. But she shared of that one time experience. And that one time experience was enough to win a whole village to Christ. No, like I said, no exponential heavy Greek in the Greek version is, I'm not bashing Greek and Hebrew. You know, it's good to study, but I'm just saying you don't need deep, deep, deep revelation to be able to share of your encounter. This is a woman who was despised. This is a woman who nobody wanted to be around. Five times divorced. Five times divorced, fat and set in the sixth one. Sixth relationship is sixth one. This is a woman who had to go and draw water when nobody else was around at odd times of the day because she had such a terrible reputation. But an encounter with Yeshua, it changed her whole narrative. It changed the trajectory of her life. It brought her out and confident. She went from somebody who's hiding, doesn't want to be seen publicly, to somebody now who can go and witness to a whole village, become evangelist woman at the well, because we still don't know her name up to now. We just know her as the woman at the well, City Bang woman, the City by City Bang woman. That's going to be my name for her, City Bang, which is Twana for well, the City Bang woman. We don't even know her name, but we know about her encounter. So in other words, her encounter outlived her. It outlived her. We may not know her name, but we know of her encounter with Jesus. So that's why it's so important to value our encounters, to speak about them, because our encounters will outlive us. They will give us a legacy. They will leave a footprint for us. So that's extremely, extremely important for encounters. Yeah.
That's so powerful.
Testify.
That is so powerful.
Don't keep your encounter to yourself.
Sure.
Don't make it private.
Mm.
Make it public.
Mm.
Yeah. And go out there and testify.
Oh, man. Dr. Pearl, thank you so much for such a powerful word. Next week, same time, same place?
Yeah, bo. As always.
See you then.